Shelly blue faces right now.
I'm trying to go live with him.
We gotta send you in as a spy.
Put me in a game, coach.
He probably wouldn't have to drive as far to get here. I'm sure he lives somewhere in the valley.
I should see if he's looking for a roommate.
He's in Santa Clarita, but we don't know if the house that all those girls are staying at is also in Santa Clarita.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to his house.
We are live? All right, quiet on the set. Hey, we live.
We're live.
Yep.
Didn't know it was possible.
Mad Lately. This is Rosecrans Vic.
Mm-hmm.
Joined by Gina Views. Good morning, Gabe.
Gabe Z.
And my guy, Adam22.
I'm here. Let's get familiar. So let's talk to the haters first, right? So last week, I feel like a lot of people, like I realized in that moment, as soon as I started watching the comments, I'm like, fuck, I didn't do a good enough job introducing these dudes. Like with AD's podcast, I've spent the last however many months building up to the point where like our audience would be somewhat comfortable with AD out the gate. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like do the same thing with you guys, so apologies for that. And I just wanted to, you know, be here, I guess, on this episode to maybe contextualize what's going on and what the show is. There was people in the comments who were like, oh my god, like they thought the No Jumper show was canceled and then this was it.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Yeah, so I mean I personally am hyped to have you guys on here, so I just wanted to express that to the audience and sort of join you guys and shoot the shit.
Well, we appreciate you for defending us too.
Oh,
on your podcast.
My pleasure.
Yeah,
I was like relieved. I'm like, oh.
That would have been kind of.
I welcome the trolls though. Like honestly, it doesn't bother me. It's hilarious. Like a lot of them are actually really funny. Mm. Like they said, I look like a. What did I say? A great value Bad Bunny, which is pretty cool. Ooh,
Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Everybody was like clowning on my glasses, which was hilarious because that was an obvious troll like from the beginning. So like, they fell for it.
I feel like, you know, because anyone who actually like is online enough that they even saw the episode and like cared enough to have an opinion, you know, it's kind of like, well, all right, like I fuck with you for watching. I wish you were a little bit more constructive or maybe like seemed like you had our best intentions in mind. Sometimes you read the comments and you're like, wow, they hate us. They want us to die. Like, they were going to say this no matter what.
But, yeah, there was a few of those too.
I got home to a large paragraph in my DM.
Really? Oh, right. I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Myself as well. She's like, you planned this? Selena Powell, for the record. She was like, you planned this? You told that girl to, like, set me up? I'm like, I've never talked to Gina about you. I didn't. And for the record, I saw what you said. Like, you didn't really say anything.
It was them.
Yeah. Well,
Gabe C should have received some backlash. I'm not going to lie.
What did you say, Gabe?
I said I'm down for the team, but I won't go down on the team. That's all I said.
You wouldn't go down on him?
I wouldn't go down on my
on
team.
On almost anyone.
No. I said she was cute. I said they was fine. She said, I'm going to have somebody waiting for you outside.
Oh, my God.
Sheesh.
Selena's not a good person to beef with. I will throw that out there. She's somebody that it seems good to stay on her good side. But I feel like her and Gina Views should be homies, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It's too late now.
It's too late?
Yeah, like, at this point, it's just time for the dog walk. You don't come at me like that, you know? She said I disrespected her gangster, and, like, you don't talk to me like that. Like, I'm a real shit. L.A. street girl. Like, come on. Like, but that's why I didn't argue. I just said, okay, where you at? Like, we're not going to do the
argument. You did the Quavo stuff. Address. Yeah. Address.
We're not going to argue, bro.
Damn.
You should have did the King Von.
What he did?
Was just murder?
No, not that one. No. Not that one.
Shout out King Von.
No,
allegedly. Allegedly.
No, King Von, he said, this your house? He just replied. And then he was like, it was a joke, bro. Like, some random, like, hater.
Oh, like one of them diss you tweets?
No, like, it was, like, he DM'd him, like, after he was, like, dissing him or whatever, and then he just DM'd him and said, this your house? Like,
what
King,
the
King Von, Maps. King Von, yeah, like, it was, like, a Google Maps image from, like, the graph, like, an aerial view of his house, like, ready for an aerial strike.
Maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but, like, if I had to go, I'm down to go by King Von's hands, you know? Like, it could be worse.
Real,
you know?
Demon.
People die all the time for no reason.
Right.
If I have to die to, like, further chill King Von soul. All right, whatever. What do we have on the agenda? I forgot already. You guys have like a list.
Yeah, so we're gonna see what has you mad lately, you mad lately, and you mad lately. Mm. I guess we'll start with Gina.
What has me mad lately? I'm tired of meeting dudes with girlfriends. Because every time I meet a dude, he got a girlfriend. And the last guy I met with a girlfriend, we stopped talking because he caught me buying condoms. But they wasn't for us.
You bought him condoms to use with his girlfriend?
No. Oh. Okay, so we were on FaceTime, and I was going to meet up with somebody else. Oh. And I had stopped at 7-Eleven to buy some condoms. So as I'm buying them, I forgot that I was on FaceTime. Mm. So I sat the phone down, and then the cashier handed them to me. And I just got them all in the screen with my debit card. Just like, you can clearly see the Magnum box. So he goes, "Is that fucking condoms?" So I said, no, this Backwoods. And I'm like, but I got a mask on and I'm mouthing it out, but he can't fucking see me, so he looking at me. I'm like, "Give me the fucking Backwoods." So then he like, "Okay," then he switches and then he hangs up.
Wow.
And now he got a baby on the way.
Wow,
that's crazy.
But he had a girlfriend the whole time.
And you knew about it? You didn't know about it?
I found out now.
You're saying
I found out like last week.
Dude, it must be so cool to like not be popping enough that you can just hide your relationship. Because I could just never hide it. So it's like, it's kind of like off the table. But that's so cool, like, that this dude is just out here being sneaky and nobody's the wiser.
2020, they hiding girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hiding girlfriends.
Fuck.
Shame on them.
Y'all hiding girlfriends?
Shame on them.
No. It's impossible. You got a baby on the way. That's the ultimate, like, unhideable girlfriend. Once you got a kid, it's like, you know, any girl is going to be like, "Where'd that kid come from?" Oh, maybe the person you're sleeping with. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what has you mad lately?
Yeah.
But where do you meet them? If they keep having, maybe you like should stop going to the same place. Like, maybe
this is the thing. I don't
there.
Go outside. So like when I randomly go outside and I like finally meet somebody, like
they always have
a girlfriend or somebody that's like feels entitled to them.
Mm.
You know, or
but do you think that's just like an LA thing that like everybody has somebody?
I don't have no fucking body.
You hear that, guys?
Slide.
Yeah, free exactly.
Hey,
yeah.
Finance this ass.
She buys her own condoms.
And if Gina, if you don't like Gina views, hit up Yassi. Yassi, how much of the follower count gone up? Hey, hey, when you said that the guy caught you buying condoms, I was picturing like that you and this guy, like that you just live in this world where like there's only one corner store and he just happened to be there.
And you're like holding the box.
It just felt like I was like listening to like the plot from a sitcom. Like, oh, he caught me. Like, you happen to be in the same place. Like, there's not like 5,000 7-Elevens.
That's how I felt though. I started looking around. I'm like, oh shit, we on FaceTime. I had my AirPods in. It was the stupidest shit I could have done. Like, and then like, I just didn't even get them. I went back home.
Yeah,
I just felt guilty afterwards. Like, I'm not even supposed to be doing this.
you feel a little slutty.
I felt like a little hoe.
I'm a little slutty. Maybe I should chill out.
I said this is gonna safety be a good first, little though. Intro on Hoe Fashion.
Well, thank you for sliding us the content. You might want to repurpose that twice. Yeah.
Yeah. What has you mad lately, Gabe?
For me, it's a simple one. When I'm looking for like new music to play on the radio and stuff like that, it's like I normally go to like DMs or I have polls to see what's going on, what's hot in the streets. And a lot of times people just send the links or they just say, "Fuck with me, you're gonna regret it if you don't." And then it's like, I'm like, dude, like, give me a description of yourself. Let me know where you're coming from and or what songs. Sometimes they put like 10 links. It's hard for me to like go through the whole thing. So I'm like,
that's an important conversation to have. Like, what's the best way to submit your music? Because that, like, when you get the email and it's got 10 links and you're just like,
like, which one, like, is the one?
I would maybe click on one.
Yep.
So, like, keep that in mind. And that's why I do think people are smart these days, because there's a lot less of an emphasis on an album and a lot more emphasis on, like, okay, let's make one really good song, or, like, make a little mixtape, but then pick one really, really good song and then make the whole video and like just make one piece. Like it would benefit an artist like a million times more to have one fire video that they can just point to and say, that is the best representation I have right now of my career and my music, rather than to have like 10 songs, because it's like 99% of people are not getting a song 10 in a world where every song is one click away, you know?
Yeah. And after the third song, I'm probably checked out if I'm not caught on.
There's only so much time and so much interest you have before you get a text message or email and then you just move on.
Like, So the artists, make sure you pick that right one before you send it out 12, 15 different tracks off your EP.
And try to think of like how to get some attention, like in the title of the email and the message, like just anything you can say that will make it seem more interesting. Because like for somebody like me, like I just have seen every fucking thing, like every message is just like, I really feel like I have something to offer. I think I'm fire. Like I'm gonna be honest with you, I've not listened to like a random song in my DMs like realistically almost ever. Yeah.
So unsolicited, like
I'm just keeping it real. Like it's never happened. I'm just not gonna ever do it. Like I'll never click on a random link.
What's your reaction when they come up to you in person?
I'll just sort of yes them down. Like
That's what's up. That's what I'm telling you guys.
I fucks with you.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, keep it
just
up,
give
man.
Me a point.
Yeah. You should drop 10 more songs. Honestly.
It's so awkward. It's so awkward, especially when they say, oh, I hit you up. I sent you my song in your DM. You open it, because I open them.
Yeah.
You open them, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I listened to it. It was good. Why you didn't post it? It wasn't that good. I'd rather get music videos, though, so I can see the quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See if it's, you know, if they know how to put together a good visual.
Exactly.
Versus just hearing the, you know, the music and stuff.
And the music video gives you more ways to like it, because sometimes if the song is trash, but you see them, and you see how they look, and you see how they're moving, you could still see some potential in them, even if the song's not it, because like that's like a huge percentage of the time. Like even if they're dope, the song's produced bad, and if you just heard the audio of the song, you wouldn't necessarily know that they had anything going for them, you know?
Yeah,
right.
Not totally.
It makes a difference for me.
What has you mad lately on?
So many things, but no. But one that came to mind that she was just saying about like people coming up to you, like. And this didn't make me mad, but I was at the skate park and I had a dude come up to me in a way that at least felt new. Like I had never dealt with this before, because like I went to the skate park in Long Beach because I was hanging out with my friends Vel and Phil and Andy and shit. We were riding bikes in Long Beach, and then we went to the skate park MLK in Long Beach, which I used to ride bikes at like every day in like 2013, 2014. We used to go to the skate park every morning, and I was there. And some guy comes up to me, and I'm sitting there eating Jimmy John's, and I'm going to be honest with you, I fucking hate when people try to have, like, you know, the, like, hey, like, I'm super happy to meet you, whatever, conversation when I'm eating.
Yeah.
There's just something about that pisses me off. Like, leave me the fuck alone. I'm eating. I feel like that's, like,
it's disrespectful.
This is like walking on somebody fucking and being like, hey, I want to talk to you about some shit. It's like, Mitch, just let me eat this fucking Jimmy John's, bro. But the dude comes up to me, and he's like, hey, man, like, I don't know who you are, but like these guys over here are saying that you're famous or something. And I just wanted to tell you about how Jesus saved my life and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God. But I was like polite. I was like, oh, that's what's up, man. I appreciate it. He starts telling me about Adam from the Bible. And I'm like, I get it. First man, Eve, she ate the apple, the rib, the wolf, whatever. It's just, I mean, I'm like, it was just so much information. And I'm just thinking, like, are you think I'm fucking retarded? You think I know, you don't think I know that my name is from a guy in the Bible? Like,
that's so annoying that he didn't even know who you were and just said, these guys said you're somebody to talk to. Like,
that's super annoying too. It's like, oh, so you don't like care about like what I've done with my life at all. That's fine. But you're like really interested in me because somebody else told you that I'm well known. Like, just, you know, it's whatever. Like, you know, you're cool. Fine.
I wonder what he would have said if your name was Chris.
I know. Yeah. Have you heard of Chris Brown?
He saved my life.
Wow, that's pretty funny. All right, Nick, what are you mad about? What you so mad at for?
I guess like nosy neighbors. Like, so like I just moved into this new place, and the first day they're like trying to like feel me out, like, oh, so what do you do, like, what do you, like, you know, blah blah. And it's just weird, and it's like I feel like everybody at in my building like works from home, so everybody's like always home. And I feel like they're just like monitoring what I'm doing, because I'm like the youngest dude there, And like, there's like a group chat in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, yeah, it's like they have a group chat. I mean, I'm in the group chat, but I feel like they have a separate group chat
for the apartment y'all have building.
What? Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's weird.
That's tight.
How did that get?
It's pretty cool.
Never heard of that.
It's. I mean, it's kind of. There's only like 10 of us in the building, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not that much. But I just feel like I'm being judged all the time. Maybe it's just me. I'm like, let me walk my guests through the back door because I feel like they're gonna like be like, walk of shame again, huh? Like,
are you the only like hip hop person in the building? Like,
yeah, I mean, the girl next door, they said she's like a model, but no, that's like,
I mean, you ever watch like a sitcom from the 90s? It's like everybody's always having sex with people that they are neighbors with.
Yeah, that's so a little too messy.
It could happen.
Yeah. Like, you know, that'll be even worse. Like, it'll just. Yeah,
no. No, because what are the odds that she's a psycho that's not going to leave you alone?
Is she cute? Did you see her?
If she's really cute, yeah, she's going to fuck you and not care about you after, right?
Yeah.
Did you go find her Instagram?
No, I didn't. Nah. Yeah. I'm trying to be a good neighbor. Like,
I don't know. That group chat is different. I haven't even met my neighbors. I actually try to stay away
I'm
from
not,
them.
Yeah, I'm not a neighborly person at all. That's why. Like, I'm not a neighborly person. It'll take so 5 years for me to talk to a neighbor.
Y'all don't have a Christmas party and shit?
Nah, like, just the way, I don't know. Oh, we might at this apartment. Yeah, they were like, we got to take you on the roof, man. We'll see the Hollywood sign. Like, I was like,
sure. You should join that group chat.
Yeah. Show you the Hollywood sign. Like, oh, I never heard of that. I wonder what it looks like. That was amazing.
Yeah.
The big sign, this is Hollywood.
Yeah. So what do we have that's going on lately, Gina?
Tweets.
Oh, the tweets.
Oh, yeah. Who's getting sub-dissed? This is what I was looking for, because I'm like, I don't know if I sneak dissed anybody, but I'd love to get called out for it.
Oh man, I'm sure you sneaked this. We should have pulled some Adam tweets.
I know. His whole timeline probably full of them.
Wow.
Wait, who picked this?
Me.
Oh, okay. So, you want to read it?
I put cream on her face. Now she Gucci Mane.
You fucking transgender? Dope.
Shout out my boy Dope. Charles.
Dope with the period.
I didn't even see that.
Do you remember whose bar that was?
Yeah, Sada Baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sada Baby.
Yeah. But hey, you was feeling it.
Yeah. Sada Baby's hard.
That it's crazy how like a rapper could say some shit that's kind of sus, kind of weird, and like it sounds hard as fuck, but then like taken out of context a couple years later on Twitter, it could just totally have
that's
a different
my favorite
vibe.
Thing, just like tweeting things out of context. Like, and just to see what people say, like, what the fuck? Like, that guy's like, you fucking transgender? Dope. Like,
that's like mystical. I came in with the dick in my hand.
Oh yeah. Came in with the dick in my hand. Be cool.
You can't say no shit like that 2020.
There's
no
so way. So many rap lyrics that I love that I've thought about tweeting, and then when I actually think about tweeting, I'm like, this is basically just a lyric saying like, I'm gonna come to your house and shoot you. And then I'm like, maybe I shouldn't be the one saying that to the world randomly on Twitter.
You know what's funny about that mystical bar though? I guess in where he's from, dick means gun.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. Hell so that's what he meant. That's what he meant.
But
supposedly.
Who created that slang though? Like
New Orleans, I guess.
Where everybody the so dick thing is like everyone, like fucking the craziest one to me, which I've mentioned on the show multiple times and I feel kind of sus saying it again, is that Draco the Ruler said, dick hanging out in public, I'm a pedophile. I always thought that was the funniest fucking thing for Draco to say because it's like,
hey, what the fuck?
Like, he wants you to get the point across that he's got a gun so much that he's willing to say something really horrible about himself as part of that metaphor, which just kind of blew my mind.
Man, free Draco.
Free Draco, man.
Draco, for sure.
Go write him a letter, man. He put his address on Twitter a little while ago.
Yeah, definitely. What's the next tweet?
Ooh, I like this one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I picked this. So, Don Q, he said, stop dating broke females. They wouldn't date you if you was broke. Thoughts? Thoughts, you guys?
I don't know. I'm broke.
Yeah.
I date all type of broke niggas, so.
The whole time that I was single, I was broke. So this is very foreign to me. Like, oh, like you could judge girls based on how much money they have. Because I never was at the point at all where I was like in a position to turn down almost any pussy. Like how much money she has. I'm concerned with stuff like, does she have herpes? Like, does she smell weird? Like, is she gonna smoke speed in my bed after we're done fucking? Like, there's so many more like real problems that like, you know, that's such a first world problem. It's like, oh, you're like actually gonna not fuck a girl because she doesn't have enough money? That is lit.
See, I've never heard of it. I don't even really believe that's true because I feel like guys like taking care of females. Mm. Like I feel like guys like taking care of women. Toot my own, I have a really good job. And I've had men tell me like, I didn't want to fuck with you because you're too independent. Mm. Or, you know, you won't let me lead, or you don't make me feel wanted because you don't need me for anything. So I think, I don't know. I think dudes like broke bitches.
Well, they're like, for sure.
Finance this ass.
I feel like girls who are broke or like just kind of starting out are easier to impress. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's mm-hmm. like you take them to whatever, the Hollywood sign. Oh, my God. Oh, like, yeah. Especially right. A girl that's like not from here. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Not from like that area. Mm-hmm. And just certain things, like you pick them up in like a 2009 BMW. They're like, ooh, it's nice. Like, you know what I mean? Like. And it's funny, but you reach a certain point where you're just like, well, I'm doing pretty good for myself.
Right. Yeah.
Why should I have to, you know, have to constantly pay for everything or go and this girl be like, you know, you could just kind of tell. You're like, I feel like you're not doing so well. Like, and that alarms me because I'm 28 and I have to like look at shit like that now.
Well, I used to live at like, I remember I used to live in like straight hood bum ass apartments my whole life pretty much when I moved out of my parents' house. And then I moved to Wilshire and Beverly in Koreatown. Like they have those big fucking apartments around there. And I got a spot in one of those. And I think my rent was like $800 a month. So it's not like anything out of the ordinary. But I had multiple girls when I got that spot. Like I had an elevator and like, you know, like sort of like a clean entryway into the apartment. Like granted, there's like a huge like tent city of bums like a block away.
Yeah.
But I remember bringing girls over there and having them be like, wow, you have such a nice apartment. And like, you know, when I think about it, that basically means that they were broke. Because there's not like, if they were like really impressed by that apartment, I mean, there's no way. Like if their apartment's worse than that, it's not a good sign. So, I mean, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. But
they don't even have an apartment.
I love independent women like more so now. I think now that just I'm getting older. Mm. So. What about you, Gabe?
Real shit. Well, I'm broke as shit, so I thank my girl for being my sugar mama and holding me
that
down.
That too. Yeah. That's attractive too. I always am like, you're going to take care of me, baby. Like, you know, that's something I look forward to. Like, if I do pretty well and they do better, like, cake in. Come on.
Why not? I'll be the little spoon.
Exactly.
I feel like that's a lot of what rappers are talking about when they're talking about buying girls Birkins and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not talking about buying a girl a $10,000, $20,000 bag who already got bags like that. Exactly. They're talking about, like, I'm going to take you out of the hood or, like, whatever economic circumstances you're in, and I'm going to spend a fuckload of money, get you super nice, and then you're not going to be able to even fucking mess with the dudes in your building after that because I'm going to fucking skew your whole sense of what is acceptable. And then that girl is going to either like move on to future or like, you know, be forced to basically fuck with dudes who are on a higher level after that. Right. But like then that guy will always be able to be like, I gave her a first break. She was sleeping in the fucking streets. And then I gave her that bag.
I feel like that's a little baby's whole strategy. Like, he just bought so many girls' titties in Atlanta. And now, like, you know what I mean? He's just like, buy a new girl, pair of titties. And then it's just like, now he's just like, I bought her titties. Now they can only fuck with me or people like me. And yeah, just like you said, just skew their whole fucking reality.
That's almost like making a girl a baby mama, but a little bit less involved.
Yeah. You still have a small stake in that ass.
Well, how do I get through in the draft? I'm trying to get in the draft pick.
To get a baby put in you, or the fake
get a little baby or whatever. Whatever's at the top of the list.
I feel like this is a good start. Like,
it's a good start. All right, y'all.
Shoot it,
Gina Views, and don't follow Rosecrans Vic and Good Morning Gabe C because y'all been trolling me all week, and I need y'all to know their Instagrams too.
But, okay, like. Super hypothetical, because I saw this happen when we had a Slim Danger on the podcast, and like it's like Chief Keef's baby mama, Chief Keef's baby mama. Like, she is forever labeled that. Like, wouldn't it be so fucking funny if Gina Views was like, oh, that's Blueface baby mama. Yeah.
You know, I like how you put that in the universe, Blueface.
No, you could be Blueface second baby mama. Yes. Third, yeah.
I would love to pull up to the BCG house. Oh. BCG? BGC? Bad Girls Club.
Yeah.
But it's not actually the Bad Girls Club, right? This is his version of it.
His version, his like not cleared at all version, not licensed. Like
it's OnlyFans.
Yeah. The OnlyFans videos had mad like uncleared music in it, and that just stands out to me so much as a YouTuber. Like it's just crazy, like, oh my god, they're playing like an actual popular song in this video as a YouTuber. That's like would never happen anymore.
Hell yeah.
But that, thank you to Vic for spending $20 on the Blueface OnlyFans.
Yeah, the first OnlyFans I've ever bought, for the record. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we talk about what we saw on there and what your overall impression of this experiment that he's holding is?
So I'm fascinated by it. I feel like we all are like fascinated. We've been covering this story very closely all week.
Yeah.
Sending like videos and like pictures and stuff of all this shit in the group chat. And it's just like, it's insane, like, the girls he picked, because I feel like, obviously, he could have chosen a lot different women, but he seemed to, like, I'm just so intrigued of, like, his whole selection process. Like, I want to, like, see his draft board, you know what I mean? Like, I want to see, like, he's like, yeah, I'm going to take the Snow Bunny, you know, third round.
Cross this box. Yeah, cross like, this yeah. box.
I want to see who didn't make the cut.
Right, yeah. But I feel like the women who didn't make the cut are probably more sophisticated, more intelligent, less likely to get into a fight. Like, you're basically choosing people based on how likely they are to do some wild shit, right?
He said, choose your fighter. That's like he tried to put together, like, a Mortal Kombat screen. Like,
like, if you get the vibe that a girl's just not going to be down to, like, fight in a basement of a house with boxing gloves or whatever, like, for the world to see, then... And that was the dope thing about the OnlyFans you paid for is you can see all the girls naked because they're just, I mean, it's kind of limited, but they're just naked. Like,
it looks like a tip drill video. Yeah, it looks like a tip drill video.
It definitely looks like a tip drill video.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting. It only has like 7 videos. Mm-hmm. The audio is terrible. So if we talk to Blueface soon, fix audio, please. Mm.
It's like no microphone. You can hear him yelling in the background.
Yeah.
Like somebody could have been mic'd up.
Yeah, all that production time. Did you see that Blueface already lost his fucking cameraman?
Yeah, that's what she was telling me.
Like, he's like, I need some, you know who it is? Yeah. Why'd he quit?
It's the homie RG, I haven't asked him yet.
Oh, we gotta figure that out.
Call him up right now.
We should call him.
Yeah, call him.
Call him up right now.
Hey, while you do that, I want to say that since the beginning of it, I was very, very extremely fascinated by the white girl, just because she seems like super out of place and shit.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I go to her Instagram. She's following me, and she had messaged me trying to be on the podcast already. And now that she's done this, I think she would be such a good podcast guest. Like, I got it. I want to have her on for sure once she's done with the blue. And actually, man, I got to pull up. I got to go to his house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be a vlog.
I'm DMing right now.
Okay, Adam, take me with you.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't go to my baby daddy house without me.
Oh, yeah. We getting COVID together, Gina. Let's go.
Oh, I walk in and get slung on.
Shit, already.
RG, what's good, bro? We're on No Jumper right now.
Hold it up to the mic.
Oh, yeah. Right
what here. Up?
What up?
What's poppin'?
Bro, why'd you quit?
Oh, man. Hey, them motherfuckers is crazy. You gotta put me on the show, man.
You're on right now. We're live.
Yes, talk your shit.
You couldn't handle it?
Nah, it's not even. It's not even. I couldn't handle it. All right, well, I couldn't handle it.
did somebody swing on you?
What happened?
Hey, nah, really, like bitches was fighting and shit. And, like, they start shooting, they start shooting me with the fucking Nerf guns and shit. I start telling bitches, man, I'll beat one of you bitches up. Don't play with me.
I'll beat one of you bitches up.
All day, it's nonstop. It's like, as soon as I sit down and fucking eat, these bitches start fighting. I miss it on the camera. I'm like, bro, I start feeling like I'm not doing my job right or something. So I'm like, I'm sleeping in the garage. They got niggas sleeping in the garage, all type of shit, so... I don't know. It was just unorganized for me. You know, I got my whole business I'm running, so I'm like, man, I can make the same amount of money, and I could be home all day. Like,
Yeah,
I feel you.
Feel like it's too much females. They feel like they was all in a period, bro. Like,
were you a part of the selection process at all?
Yeah, were you involved with picking out the girls?
Nah, I wasn't. Really, it was just him. Like he picked out everything himself. Shit, everything was last minute. I just swiped up because I shoot his music videos and shit. So I just swiped up and was like, "Let me help film." But like, honestly, if I would have came at it with like four or five other cameramen, it would have been cool. But it was just like everything's just unorganized. They don't really know what the motive is. But I think it's gonna take off though for sure.
Definitely.
But I just felt for me.
Did you like your experience overall?
I went to Walmart, I started shopping for these bitches. They started calling, talking about they need makeup, wife. I was sitting in Walmart for like 4 hours. I'm grabbing tampons and shit, all type of shit.
We were just watching that episode too. We didn't know how it
we
hit
subscribed
4K.
To the OnlyFans. Yeah, we subscribed. We saw the whole thing.
And we know that those girls are not on their periods, or if they are, they're hiding it pretty well, because I've seen deep within some of their material.
Which one? Which one? Which one?
They put it on the story. I'm trying to think. She's like a light skinned one, I think.
Oh, please don't say the white girl. I gotta figure out her name.
No.
Oh,
she was doing her homework. She's in college right now.
I knew yes. There was something special about her, bro.
She's on Zoom. Meanwhile, everybody's fighting. Like.
Hey. Yeah, she's just in the room doing her homework. Hey, she went around a corner and she got hit. She got socked like this the second day in the morning. She just woke up.
Oh, shit. What a haymaker.
She was like, I just got hit. I don't even know why. They're tripping.
Yo, this sounds exactly like the female version of the Mad Real World, the Dave Chappelle skit. Remember, there was just one white guy in the house, and they stabbed her. They stabbed his dad.
Wow. All right. Thanks, bro. I appreciate the insight. Yeah.
Thanks, RJ.
Means a lot.
Appreciate you.
That was legendary.
All right, bro. I'll talk to you later.
That was so funny.
Wow.
We got the inside scoop for sure.
Imagine trying to do homework in there.
And you just get punched in the mouth.
having a Zoom class. What's in the back?
Like, what is she studying to be in life that she then, like, went and did the Blueface reality show? I don't know.
She said she was a communications major on his story, I think.
I feel like being on that show would be like good enough reason to not get hired for a job, don't you think?
Yeah.
If they subscribe to the OnlyFans.
But I don't think you can like not get a job now because of OnlyFans. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Didn't that girl get fired for having one?
Like teachers and shit?
Teachers. Somebody got fired because I'm about to make one.
For real?
Yeah.
How low will you go? That's the question.
I'm only going to put the... I don't want to say it because they are
half an areola.
I want them to think that I'm gonna be naked.
How much is this gonna cost?
I don't know. I don't know how much I'm worth.
Listen, you know what the harsh reality is though? Is that the girls who charge like $20 always start to be like, I could get more if I do 15, or I could do more if I do 10. Like every girl I know, even the biggest girls, they end up doing it for like $5 because you would rather have, you know, 100,000 people paying $5 yeah. than like 20,000 people paying $20. Yes. Actually, that does make sense. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I need to talk to somebody because I don't know what... I don't even know what the hell to put on there. Like,
there's,
I'm not going to be playing myself.
There's OnlyFans managers. There's like, they're like the new age pimps
oh,
out there. Yeah.
What? Lots of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. Allegedly.
If I didn't have other shit going on, that's probably honestly what I would get into. Like the people who signed Lil Pump and shit.
Yeah.
And like Boom Gang and stuff, like which, you know, the Pump thing probably ultimately made more money than the Boom Gang thing. Like they're signing OnlyFans girls now.
Wow.
So that really made me start thinking like, that kind of, like realistically, how much fucking money are rappers making right now?
Yeah.
You're not making any money unless you have songs blow the fuck up, and that just doesn't happen that often.
Mm-hmm.
You can't like take a percentage of their show money. The OnlyFans girls, they're working, you know.
And they're COVID proof, like recession proof, you know. If anything, their stock rises when all this shit happens.
So what is like regular OnlyFans content? Are they fucking people or are they touching themselves?
The majority of girls on OnlyFans are just like posting like sexy videos but not butt naked and stuff. Like there's tons of girls who are huge OnlyFans that have never shown a nipple, but then like there's a lot of girls that like they just show a titty or they'll finger themselves or whatever. And then you like you go a little bit deeper, then you got the girls that will like suck their boyfriend's dick or like they'll work with like male porn stars or just film shit with whoever, you know. And then like at the farthest end of the spectrum you have like the actual porn stars who actually like make legitimate porn and put it on OnlyFans. So
what
I feel like, yeah, I feel like you have to stretch it out, right? I mean, wait, like, no pun intended, but like, you have to stretch out the content because it's just like, after so long, like, they're just gonna keep seeing, like, there's only so many parts of the body you can show, right? So I'm sure, like, if a girl's just starting her OnlyFans, it's probably like a 1 month long, like, teaser.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I guess if they're smart, I mean, because.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't go all the way in until. Because, like, I seen it with my girl, like, when she first started doing Private Snap, or it was Private Snap before it was OnlyFans, like, her shit blew the fuck up. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it probably would have, like, you know, chilled out and leveled out and stuff, but then she started to actually, like, be really proactive, like shooting content with different girls and like, you know, really having like themes and like even her like convincing like YouTube girls that have never really done like scenes with other girls or whatever, convincing them to do it. It's like, you got to keep it interesting for the people for sure.
Yeah. I probably couldn't even take the heat because when I started whole fashions, everybody thought I was throwing my life away. And I'm like, I'm just reading stories. Like, yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
you're throwing your life away. You're better than this. You're supposed to be covering rappers. What the hell is this? You're in your panties. You're not going to be shit.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Wait, look at you now.
I feel like black women. Hey, don't you feel like black women get judged so much more harshly for being sexual on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just they get judged by this like old school conservative standard that white girls totally don't get judged by.
Yeah.
I think
super unfair.
It's probably because of what was that? Girls Gone Wild. So many white girls are just, you know, they lost all their morals at 18. So now it's like we're used to that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different. Like, Girls Gone Wild helped open the game up. I can see that. Yeah.
What happened to that?
It's still around. I was the dude who owns Penthouse and Xvids and stuff. I was talking to him and he's just like, yeah, we own Girls Gone Wild too. I'm like, what are you doing with the brand name? He's like, nothing. We just own it. He's like, I have no idea what I'm gonna do with it. Like,
that'd be cool. I wear that on a shirt. That'd be kind of cool if you just make some merch for it.
Imagine having a company like that and just being able to see it now just on regular Twitter, Instagram, just see titties all day.
Yeah.
When you actually had a brand.
You used to have to wait for the commercials on Comedy Central, like to just get like the trailer.
Yeah. I was beaten off to those. Just be real.
Late night vibes.
Keep it 1,000 with you. Yeah. No, I had a friend. I had a friend who told me that he ordered it one time and it kept billing him and sending him a new VHS tape every month for like 2 years.
Oh shit.
And I tweeted about it because I thought it was so funny. This is like 10 years ago. His girlfriend saw the tweet and was so mad about it that they like broke up.
Oh, shit.
Like really broke up after dating for like 4 or 5 years. My tweet did it. And it was because he used to get VHS tapes of girls whipping their titties out in the 90s. This is like 20 fucking years ago.
She was just looking for a reason to break up with him.
Yeah.
Quite possible.
If an Adam tweet like, can really? Break up your relationship, it's not that steady.
That you, what you used to beat off to when you, like a couple $100 that you spent in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like what?
That's fucking crazy. VHS, though. That's hilarious. In 2010,
it just seems like so much work now to get that tape when I could literally watch any porno ever made on my phone and it would take me like 5 seconds.
And you
to
don't
get
have to like put it in the like little the little race car to like rewind it, the VHS. Like you guys remember that shit?
Wait, you had a race car? I could just do it in the VCR.
You did? You're rich.
It's a button on it.
I had a race car. I don't know. It's just you put the race car and it just like rewinds it all.
Do you remember
back.
The race car? I never had a race car.
Super fast. You had the one in the VCR
Yeah, race car, yeah.
Because that's real. You would have like a 6 hour VHS tape. You remember those? And you would go to rewind it and you're sitting there for 15 fucking minutes while I rewind. That was real.
Yeah.
Kids these days will never know.
They have no idea.
Fuck. But you don't know either. Aren't you like 23?
Yeah.
Look at her necklace. Look at her necklace.
Uh-oh. 1993? You just math. 27. Oh, that's pretty close, yeah.
Championship.
Lakers! Fucking Lakers won, baby. We're out in the streets yesterday.
Let's go Lakers,
running
man.
A fucking
Lake
fool.
Show.
Y'all was both outside.
For real. We didn't run into each other, though.
We did not.
Ironically.
You were running around downtown?
Yeah.
They was around all them people, Adam.
No, we're wearing masks. We're wearing masks.
Were you rioting? Breaking into Starbucks?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. If I'm rioting, I'm not going into Starbucks. That's for sure.
And what are they taking?
Fucking caramel latte, like the syrup, like just a bunch of pumpkin syrup. Like
banana that's walnut. Banana walnut.
I would just take all, I would just have a whole setup in the crib with just a bunch of syrup. Like
you see me running out there, I got a bunch of bags of almonds.
You got a lemon loaf.
You got some scones.
Pumpkin spice anything and resell that bitch. Like yeah,
two boxes of soy milk.
Yeah.
How was it? How was it out there?
Oh, it was amazing. It was love. It was just everybody, yep. You know, super happy. Nobody was like really tripping. Everybody was just happy. There was like Kobe chants. There mm-hmm. was, you know, let's go Lakers chants. I think I left before it started to get really crazy. Yep. I mean, at first they were doing like donuts in the street and that was cool. Yeah. And then we were just like in the middle of the street across from Staples Center. But we left at a point. They started like shooting, bean bags and
oh,
shit?
Really?
Yeah, just bean. I don't know. That's what I heard. Like, and then all of a sudden, it started to get really rowdy. And I think that's when we had already went back to, like, the homie Ramp's crib. Mm-hmm. And from what I saw after, like, I missed all the dope shit. Because, like, there was people hanging on, like, the Pico Street sign.
Right.
Okay, can we pull that up? Yeah, there it is, yeah. That shit was insane.
That shit looks like a Travis Scott concert right here.
Full screen it, though, Josh?
Look at him. He's on top of the Pico sign. Look, both of them.
This guy's got a lot of fucking balls that he thought that they were going to catch him. Because I've seen people do this at mosh pits from way lower and not get caught.
That's so fucking high up.
This guy deserves a concussion.
Like everyone just waiting.
I hope people got like good, no, like
let's
good
go.
Photos.
Yeah. Let's go. It's lit.
What if we found out somebody just got paralyzed right there?
Yeah.
It wouldn't really blow my mind.
Yeah. I mean, for the Lakers, though, like, yeah.
It's worth it,
yeah. The homie got arrested for being out there. He also ended up on the Channel 7 News. Like
what?
The Harry yeah, that show was hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out Denner.
Big That's moment crazy. For the city, man. The energy was pure love. It was
not
dope
for real.
To
I
just,
ran into a lot of people, too, just on the street. Like, you know, just running into homies like, shit, you mm-hmm. here? Like, mm-hmm. you know, that was dope. We didn't run into Gabe, though. Who are you with?
I was with my homies, Kevin and Aaron. He has a house like down the street, so we just walked.
The same thing, yeah. The homies live on Wilshire, so we just walked down.
Yep.
No, that shit was love. I bought like 3 bootleg shirts for like $40. This
morning. Oh wow!
Yeah.
Look.
But what makes it bootleg?
Because it's not like official Lakers merchandise.
Mm. Oh, like from the actual.
Yeah, just people on the street like selling shit.
Don't you love that though? I respect that hustle so much when you see motherfuckers and they got like. Because they do it during everything at Staples Center. Like, it's so-and-so's concert. They don't know who the fuck the artist is. They're on Google Image Search. Let's make this fake shirt. Boom. We're going to walk around and sell it.
I just love... I love that it's, like, very unique. Like, nobody's ever really going to print this again.
You're right.
You know what I mean? So it's, like, a one-on-one to me. And it was $10. Like, come on.
You got to support them. Because it's a lot of kids who, like, their parents own, like, a print shop or some shit. So they can just fucking whip shit up real quick. Because a guy... We went to see Drake, and a guy fucking... actually recognized me and he gave me a Drake shirt.
Oh, dope.
Pretty excited about that, to be honest.
Yeah,
Drake shirt.
I told the guy I bought it from, I was like, aren't you glad they won? Because you would have been fucked. Like, you would have had to ship this shit to China. Like, just printed up so many fucking shirts. And then you're just like, what the fuck do I do now? Like, you gotta.
But did it actually say, like, champions? Like,
what does this one say? This one just says championship, but it has Alex Caruso.
Hey,
and the GOAT. Yeah, this is like all my favorite players. So I was like, gotta get this. But yeah, the other one said like 2020 championship.
Is anything on the back?
No.
That's the nature of the fake shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It cost them like $2 to print this bitch.
The ones I met was trying to tax me 50, 60. I was like, 50, holy 60? Shit, Disneyland what? Prices. Yeah.
They trying to charge you a Virgil?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Hell half no. a bird.
Okay, explain the Virgil thing to me. Because I see it on the timeline and stuff, but I honestly don't know.
He donated $50 to... some activist type stuff during the whole protest season. Uh-huh. But it was like, in his defense, it was one of those things where it's like a chain where everybody keeps quote tweeting and saying like, I'm sending $50 or I'm sending $10 or whatever. Virgil clarified later on that he had actually donated, I think, like $20,000 or something like that, some significant amount. But he had just donated $50 as part of his thing. And for some reason, like, Virgil is in that space where he's so successful and, like, beloved by people that he could fuck up in the most minor of ways. And people are just like rabid dogs just ready to tear him apart. And they're like, you make billions of dollars off Off-White Louis Vuitton and you only donate $50, you scumbag. And it's just a weird thing with Virgil. People just love to hate on him.
I just hate when people say, when they have an opinion on how much you should give. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When, in fact, they're probably not giving anything themselves.
Right.
They're like, oh, you gave us 50? I'm like, how much do you give? Like, nothing, but, you know, just like, shut up then. Like,
I remove my name from people GoFundMe because I'll be like, maybe I could give a little more. But let me just remove my name so when nobody
Yeah, I don't like putting my name on there because it's like a lot of times it's like for funeral shit. I'm just like, I don't care if you guys know
exactly.
Who it is.
You don't need to know if I donated or not.
Yeah.
No, I mean, man, I donated to this poker player's legal defense fund the other day because basically she exposed this guy who was cheating at poker. Like she made a video proving that this guy was cheating.
Was he like what, counting cards or something? Or
he was playing on a live stream like this, and like there's like a delay so that like you can't like tune into the live stream and see what people's cards are. But there was a guy who basically, he somehow had a connection to the live feed. So he knew exactly what everybody had.
Shit.
And so she accused him. And then now he's suing her. And I donated my $200. And I was thinking in my head, like, if I ever meet her, I'm going to say, oh, I donated to your legal defense fund. Because like, that'd be a really good conversation starter. Yeah. So you're right. Not including my name would have been a much less tacky version. But I feel like it's the tackiest thing on earth to criticize like somebody's philanthropy, like who the fuck are you? Like, it's just a joke, you know.
Yeah.
Although, like, with the Virgil $50 thing, like, you can kind of, you know, like Virgil giving $50 would be like most people giving like 5 cents.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can.
It just got like memeified and it was just hilarious. So everybody started saying like,
keep it to Virgil.
Keep it to Virgils. Yeah.
Well, Adam, we have a finance that ass for me and Yazzie's butts. So if you want to chip in.
Oh, wow, yeah, that would be very noble for me to do that, yeah.
You don't have to put your name in it.
That'd be a good way to support women. Yeah, come in. Oh, my God, somebody donated $20,000. I wonder who he was. Sounds like a great guy. No, we got to donate to Laura, too. I think Laura wants some fucking sneaky surgery, too. She's always in these conversations. I don't know. You just seem like I see the other girls talking about it, and I see that glimmer in your eye, Laura. I don't know. She seems intrigued.
Not a glimmer.
If anyone in this office is going to get a BBL, then we all need to get it.
What? Where would you transfer it to?
Fuck it.
I'm going to take it out of my ass and into my gut. I don't know why.
He just wants to improve his dad bod with the baby on the way.
I want to look worse.
He wants a beer belly.
Yeah.
Drink belly, fake drink belly. I don't want to have to drink the lean.
The
I just
Gucci
get
man
it.
Belly. Yeah.
OVO and Bape collab.
Yeah. This was super dope. If we could pull that up. So basically, OVO and Bape had a collab and they tapped LA's own OGZ. To be one of the models for it.
Wow, I did not realize that. That's sick.
What?
That's just hard.
Yeah. Which is super dope. As like everybody knows, like OGZ's been wearing Bape for like years.
Yeah.
And then just like that with the addition of like a OVO cosign is like huge. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I feel like he's still very much an underground artist.
Right.
Even though he's probably one of the biggest versions of an underground artist.
Compared to Drake's universe, like even Drake following OGZ like a year or two ago blew my mind. So him like having a model this shit, that's super sick.
Yeah, this kind of led me to thinking, do you think they have like a record in the tuck,
Drake and Jeezy?
Yeah, for sure. I think like a couple.
You think so?
Have they ever met? Do we know?
Hmm.
I feel like this guy has insider information. We gotta press him. We gotta. He's our Baron.
But if you were to hear our Baron OGZ right and Drake collab, would you want it like a OG, like a Shoreline 100 BPM, like a Ratchet LA type of vibe, or would you want to hear like a trap?
No, I want it. I want it like some LA ratchet.
Some LA shit. Yeah.
I don't want to hear OGZ's Marvin's Room diss. I don't want to see OGZ getting on Drake's level and like singing and shit. No, I want to see him talking about selling perks and like, you know, having a gun.
I want the version of Drake that like hopped on YG record.
Anytime.
Or like that Block Boy song. Like, you know, like that Drake energy of Drake like ready to rap his ass off.
Anytime Drake hop on some LA shit. is great.
He does it right, yeah.
Yeah, he does it right. It doesn't seem forced. It seems really, really natural.
Yeah, because I remember one time he tweeted OVO OTX. Like, it was a while ago. It was probably like maybe like a year ago.
Because if you're a rapper who like pulls up to the studio, does a song with Drake, it's kind of like, do you really want to tell the world like me and Drake made a fire song? Because what are the odds it's going to come out?
If you're smart, you don't. Yeah, you keep it in the tuck and you don't mention it. Because I feel like also, I'm sure Drake would not even fuck with that. It's it's like too clout chasey. It's like, nah, never mind.
He'd probably respect it more if you were a little bit more low key at how you sort of teased the fact that you were having anything to do with him, you know? But yeah, that's interesting. Cause like you just don't want to Trippie Red yourself, you know? Cause he fucking did the song and then his DJ played it on New Year's, snippets it to the world, and then Trippie got X'd out of the situation right there.
Oh, and that song went like double, triple diamond and shit.
That would have been by far the biggest song of Trippie's career. God's and he plan, fucked up that opportunity just by letting his DJ play. I don't know who the DJ was, and I don't know like exactly how that went down, but like, you know, if he killed the DJ, you would understand, right? Like,
it would be fair, record. Right? Like, that's a fucking diamond record.
Yeah. That was Jesus the biggest God. Song of Drake's career.
Yeah.
It was like, that's crazy.
Insane.
Rucci and Ducey, billboards in LA.
Yeah, no, they're not in LA, right? They're in Inglewood. Yeah.
LA, Inglewood.
No, but like, that's harder that they're in Inglewood. Like, that's huge. Like, if they were in LA, like, I would still applaud. Yeah. But like, they got them in Inglewood, like, in their section.
I think it's cool seeing these are artists, like, they're on a rise right now, like Blast, Bino. How we're seeing these people that are on billboards and we fucking know them. Yeah, and like we actually witnessed their come up and we was like in those rooms with them and stuff like that's crazy as hell.
To see it on a large scale now that like we knowing a lot of people are gonna drive up and be like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Like it's dope. You know what I mean? Because eventually they're gonna know who they are, you know, if they haven't already or that billboard didn't intrigue them enough. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like billboards are pretty huge, I think. I mean, I try to ignore all the 6ix9ines I see.
I still see those everywhere. Every day.
Bro, they had one in Hawthorne. Like, why are you guys out here? Like,
I was driving down fucking Burbank Boulevard today, and like, Burbank is not the most hood place, but in like the hood areas, the fucking 7-Elevens and shit have fucking 6ix9ine billboards right there.
They went ham with that promotion. Like, I don't think that's leading anybody to streaming. Like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
For nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. That shit's insane. But yeah, shout out to them.
And Reason has a billboard in Times Square. I thought that was freaking
That's big. Huge.
Yeah. So you have the billboard that everybody always has for like 2 seconds?
Oh, no.
You know, like I just remember like there's like 4 rappers who posted the same billboard in Times Square. We got like that billboard changes every 5 fucking seconds. Yeah. Like that's just hilarious.
You got to snap the pic at the right time or you fucked up. Like
they probably take a picture of it for you or they like fake the photo. Like this is what it's going to look like. And like, here's a photo of how it looked for 5 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they made it 5 seconds.
I don't know.
At least.
I think it's on a rotation. So even if you miss it, you're probably going to see it again in like a minute or two. Right.
So I think Chike was in Times Square too.
Yeah.
I feel like Rucci was in Times Square.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Like the first album.
Possibly.
I think Spotify owns that main billboard that's like above the police station there or whatever.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
I think it was.
But have you guys checked out Reason's album?
Yes.
I listened to it because you had it on the list for this.
New great. Beginnings, right?
Yeah. Great Carson album. And it's this audio played on the last track with him signing his TDE paperwork, and I was there.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool hearing that in the background.
It was him signing to TDE?
Yeah, him signing his contract.
But when did he sign exactly? Because how long has he been around? Because I feel like this is my first time actually consuming a full album from him.
This is his second album. Okay. Reason's been doing music, I would say, since 2013, maybe 2014.
Okay.
He kind of got like popular and stuff during like 2015 because he's from the Lamo Carson area.
Carson.
Uh-huh. And he like grew a really, really big fan base there.
Okay.
I featured him in 3 cyphers, I believe.
He always killed it. It wasn't even fair for other people, honestly.
Yeah, he like always killed it. He was like one of the artists like when I first started that like really fucked with me. But I think he's when did Black Panther come out?
2016?
I think so. 2016.
So I think he signed
Black Panther the movie?
Yeah. No, 2018.
2018. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
He signed either like the year before that or like early whatever year that was, like early that year, because he was on the Black Panther soundtrack.
Yeah.
And it was like a secret. Like, he was just an unknown artist that was on there or whatever. Then he came out. But yeah, he's pretty dope. I really like the album. I enjoyed it a lot.
I got to listen to him more, but I was definitely impressed what I heard earlier today. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had like some controversy, right? About like some bars that he had related to like Mac Miller.
Oh, what did he say about Mac Miller? Can we pull up the actual quote of what he fucking said about Mac Miller? I could pull up
my phone. Yeah, it was something.
And you could be the next Mac Miller.
Talking about drugs and shit.
He was talking about drugs.
It wasn't like directly in context towards Mac Miller, but
yeah.
I didn't see anything on the timeline about it.
I feel like it was circulating more so probably last week a little bit. Okay. But yeah, people were like coming at him, but I don't feel like he didn't have any like ill will with it. You know what I mean? It's like, as a lyricist, like sometimes you're going to mention names, you're going to have to do certain things to get a point across.
Okay, this is the lyrics that he got called out for. Look, you said you want to be an artist. Well, we going to turn you to an addict. Get rid of the N-words that got you on with, then give you the tools to dig your own shit. Surround you with some whack people, some yes men that's going to tell you that your rap's iller. A couple cars, some jewelry, make your stacks bigger. Then one day you could become the next Mac Miller. Here's your chance. Sign here. That's kind of a... A couple cars, some jewelry, make your stacks bigger. Then one day you could be the next Mac Miller. He's not mentioning drugs, really. Like, directly next to the Mac Miller thing. Like, he's saying, then they give you the tools to dig your own shit. You know, it, like, but think about what he's saying. Like, the point that he's making is basically that, like, the labels and the industry takes artists and basically, like, allows themselves to become these horrible drug addicts, and then they die, and they just basically move on to the next artist. It's, like, a constant thing. And, I mean, I'm not saying that, like, Mac Miller's team or anyone around him like enabled that, but I mean, Mac Miller is a story about a guy who basically was like an incredibly talented artist who got too into drugs and lost his life as a result. I mean, it's
I think it was more so commentary on like the what the industry kind of does, and it's like you hear about all the like positive things sometimes where it's like, yeah, you know, you could sign this contract, you'll be rich, like you'll do this, and I think he was kind of making more so like commentary on the fact that a lot of the times, you know, they, whoever they is, right? They arm you with like the tools to like destroy yourself. You know what I mean? And I think him bringing up Mac Miller was just referring to a tragedy. So I don't think he, you know, but it could be insensitive to people who love Mac Miller, obviously.
Reason, he's not like that at all.
Yeah.
But he's not one. Have you ever sat in an office at a record label and watched, you know, white industry people talk about a rapper that has fucking 100 machine guns in his video, and it never gets mentioned once that by signing this person, you're basically like going into business with somebody who's, you know, like representing like a whole lot of violence and stuff, and it just doesn't even get mentioned, or there could be so much lean in the video and it never gets mentioned that like, oh well, if we sign this kid, we're gonna have to fucking try to get him off drugs and stuff because we want him to have a nice long career. Goes unmentioned.
I feel like a lot of, you know, industry people like that are attracted to that naturally,
because they
like
know it sells.
It's oh, that's viral, that'll sell, exactly like you said. But you know, obviously it's like, it's terrible because a lot of people get lost in it.
And you see it in stuff like when Lil Peep's, the lawsuit that is being done by his family against his old management company is like, once the smoke clears and you're actually able to see, and I'm not saying that the management company is like super guilty or whatever, but you look crazy if you're a management company who's basically like helping an artist who's like 19, 20, 21 years old get drugs, get fucked up, and you're not doing like how would you, like that's the thing that's always struck me about the music industry people, is like, think about how you're raising your kids. You got your kids in private school. If you even found out about them popping a perk, you'd probably send them to military school. If you know, it's like, if you're gonna sign an 18-year-old kid from the hood and you're a rich music guy, you should want the same things for that kid that you want for your kids. And like, if you just allow them to just do horrible things to themselves, then you're just part of the problem, you know?
Yeah, that makes it clear that they look to you as work and not real life. You know, like, oh, this is work. You know, like, yeah, he needs some drugs to like get up. Yeah, let's give him some of that. Like, because to them, like you said, it's not their real life. Mm-hmm. If it was their real life, if it was their kid or their family,
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's just, it's a vile way of like living your life, or like the fact that that's so normal in the music industry is like pretty sickening. And I mean, I feel like early on in my career, I saw that with like some of the artists that we were around and stuff, where like they would just be doing mad drugs. And I didn't have like enough experience to really realize like how fucked up it was for me to just be around like 18-year-old kids that are just popping pills all the time and to just turn a blind eye to it. You know, it's like at some point, if you're an older person that knows better, it's your responsibility.
You can't encourage it at all.
And you can't just turn an eye to it, because it's
While we're on that subject, I talked to like two homies recently, like literally this week, and I tweeted about it earlier. They're like cleaning up their life, like stop doing drugs, stop doing lean, stop popping pills, and they're on their healthy shit. So shout out to them. I don't want to mention them by name, but they know who they are.
Best thing you could possibly do for yourself. Yeah. Period.
Facts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Tory Lanez was charged in the Meg Thee Stallion shooting.
Wow. Sheesh. I don't know. I don't like it's weird. It's like now his whole album is just like invalid. You know what I mean? I mean, if he gets charged. I mean, if he gets convicted, I should say.
I'm eager to see like what comes out from this criminal case and how his album then looks in comparison. Because the whole album is telling us basically that this shit didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he did the album for his defense.
Yeah, that was his...
like, why the hell would you be asking for a female who, quote unquote, is lying on you about a shooting? Why would you be saying, oh, come back, I miss you, I love you, da-da-da. No, he was doing that shit for the judge. He's a weirdo.
I seen this tweet that said, maybe he thought like his driver would take the rap for him or something. I don't know.
Who's gonna take fucking 20 years for somebody you work for? Like that's his driver, not his best friend from growing up or something. And dude, the thing that blew my mind about it is I went and watched his music video yesterday, and it's like, you know, 30,000 likes, like 1,000 dislikes. I'm like, aren't there supposed to be all these people that hate Tory Lanez? Like, why are they not showing out on the dislike bar?
It did 4 million views in a day.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like,
it's crazy.
Aren't people supposed to hate him? I'm like, I understand I'm getting a lot of views, but like that dislike bar, like, did all the feminists on Twitter just don't know that they could dislike a video on YouTube? Because that's the easiest way to like show that you don't fuck with somebody. Yeah. And you see that on YouTube all the time, that if something's unpopular, I have tons of dislikes.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody who likes this video, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen it heavy on the last one.
heavy on the dislikes. We need a little help.
Thank you for the support.
As long as you're engaging, I guess.
Like, I've seen the dislikes. I said, well, God damn.
You know, but we were creeping back up though. We're down bad, but we're creeping back up.
The growing pains, like, it's always going to be like that at first. You know, there's always going to be some extent where you got to just, like, push. Because it's like people are just only used to seeing so much stuff from the channel that it's like anything new is going to be a little bit of a challenge.
Well, if Matt Lately was a button, it's definitely the dislike one. Cardi B and Offset, did you guys see the video?
Yes.
A lot of it.
On her birthday, right?
Yeah.
They linked back up.
I'm here for it.
Me too. Shout out Offset. Did you see what he posted?
He lost his earring.
No, he said I won.
Did he really? He tweeted that?
No, he put like it was like a story on his IG story. He just took a picture of himself and he said I won.
Oh, he getting cocky. He thinks he ain't going anywhere now, huh?
Yo, no. You know what? I have a theory. Okay, Offset is the greatest cheater of all time, and he needs his damn respect. Like LeBron needs his. Offset needs his.
But it feels like Offset like stopped cheating after that recent time. And like, I don't know. It's like, it doesn't feel like he's gotten caught cheating in a long time. If anything, I feel like
that's why he's good.
But why did Cardi B like go through all that, like saying she was going to divorce him, talking about meeting with divorce lawyers, et cetera, and then take him back? Like, I wonder what changed.
She might not be done.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, I'm saying she might not be done with the divorce. Like, sometimes we see what's on social media. You know, I don't think
sometimes
that necessarily.
Sometimes it's just your birthday?
Yeah.
Is that a theory? I feel like that's a theory. Like, I've had ex-girlfriends hit me up who hate my guts and then just be like, well, it's my birthday, so you want to come on this trip or not? And I'm just like, well, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, because, like, normal people, like, if me and my girl, like, we're going through some shit and we publicly break up and then we go and we just, you know, secretly we're hanging out or secretly we're fucking or whatever. Yeah. I mean, that's totally understandable. Like, Offset, like literally, okay, his story of her dancing around on his Instagram story, and keep in mind, this is a guy who doesn't really use his Instagram story that much. I literally put my phone down because I screen recorded his whole story and posted it on the No Jumper Instagram as like Offset and Cardi hanging out again or whatever. I put my phone down on screen record, made breakfast, 3 slices of bacon and 3 eggs, and a cup of coffee. And I came back to my phone, and it was still playing his story on screen record mode. That's how long his fucking story was of her dancing around.
So he was that happy. He was just that joy, like wanting to share it with everybody.
Yeah, it was so much. She's just dancing. He's just having such a good time, just sitting there looking at his watch. Yeah.
What if next week she's just like, okay, birthday's festivities over, and just like gives him the boot?
Hell yeah. That would suck. I've done that before.
You think she ran around a little bit? You think she like went like, you know, got some dick elsewhere and was like, man, as good as Offset.
She gives me, I think she's really loyal.
Yeah, I don't think so. Didn't she? She was dating a guy who was like in jail for like at the beginning of her career. And she was already kind of popping. And she was just like, nah, like I'm still with him.
She's the opposite of Nikki. Nikki dated rappers and then decided, nah, fuck, I'm going to go back to this criminal. I'm going to wipe up this criminal.
Cardi's loyal.
Shout out Cardi B. Shout out Offset.
That was like Nicki Minaj's first love or something, right?
Yeah, Kenneth. Like yeah. I think she dated him when she was 15. Or something. Oh, shit. Like they were like children dating or some
shit. Oh, wow. That's insane.
I think. Am I wrong? Yeah, see? No, Nikki slander. That's not slander. I'm just saying they were young when they dated.
Yeah, I would never date the girls I dated when I was 15.
Oh, sorry. My God.
Yeah. My first love trying to sneak back in.
If you guys saw the girls I dated when I was 15, I mean, you just probably laugh so much. Like, because they're my age. They're 36.
Yeah.
And from New Hampshire. They probably didn't age well. Like, oh, man.
They have a heavy accent?
I mean... like inbred accent probably. Yeah, I feel like if I saw the girls I was like making out with when I was 13, that it would be like so deeply embarrassing that I would be like, holy fuck. Like, I feel like it would really change my opinion of like how I grew up.
That's the show you should do, Adam's Bad Girl Club. Just all the girls from your past, but like pre-fame. So like, and just throw them all in the house, and then you just bring them donuts in the morning, and that would be insane.
I feel like Blueface is kind of like doubting this idea. Because he does not seem like he really has it in him to, like, be there that much. Like, and, you know, it's funny because, like, they're all like, have you slept with Blueface? And they're all like, no, I haven't slept with Blueface yet. And, like, it doesn't really seem like he's going to do it.
No, yeah.
I don't think he needs
to. That one girl was like, I don't know him.
It doesn't matter. I got to see if he responded. I'm trying to pull up to the crib.
What else do we have?
Donald Trump.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Said F California.
He or said, what did he say? California is going straight to hell.
Why is he so mad?
Vote Trump. I'm just like shocked that like the fact that he just threw the whole state away.
Fuck it.
Just said the whole state, like, fuck y'all.
It wasn't even a sneak diss. It was direct.
Direct.
The number one thing, like, if you're the president, you're supposed to be uniting the people.
Yeah.
And he's just like, all of them, like said, 20 million it. People over that's there.
That's a blue
fuck
state. Yeah, yeah, he basically just said, that's a blue state. Fuck them.
It's like the most bizarre thing you and could
said,
ever imagine.
And then he said New York is on their way to hell, but they're not in hell yet, apparently.
What the fuck happened? Where did all of this come from?
He woke up on a
He just woke up on some Kanye shit. Why is Kanye on the ballot, for real?
Because he said so, I guess.
I feel like he's just doing it to sell merch now, because he's actually selling a lot of merch, the vote for Kanye shit.
You can literally be, like, when we were kids, they used to say you can be anything you want to be, like, the sky is the limit. The sky is the fucking limit. Like, Kanye West is on the ballot.
Kanye cannot be president, so, like, whatever. the sky is, in fact, the limit. Kanye is full of shit. He's not, like it really does seem like, I kind of buy into the theories that he's just trying to take votes away, like give votes to him that would otherwise go to Biden, eventually help Trump. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
but who is that? Like I don't want to call nobody stupid, but like, y'all would really vote for Kanye West?
That's the question.
A lot of people don't take politics and all this shit serious.
Yeah,
anyway. Exactly. AD was gonna vote for fucking Kanye. Like, he filled out the ballot and then he didn't send it in. And like, because I was kind of pissed when I came in, I'm like, you seriously voted for Kanye? He's like, nah, I didn't send it in. But AD is like 5 IQ points too smart to actually vote for Kanye, because I feel like there's a lot of people, they're gonna see that ballot and be like, you know what, I don't fuck with these other dudes, but Jesus walks, that was hard, vote for him. You know,
like, there's gonna be a lot of people like that.
Like, maybe not a ton of like educated voters, no. But, like, random ass people that just sort of have a valid.
There's also people that are going to want to just say, like, yeah, I voted for Kanye 2020.
Yeah,
like,
it's funny.
What about you, bro? Like, you know, they're like, it's some on some, like, high beat shit, you know? I saved my ballot and everything. Like
rocking the Yeezys.
Yeah, like I was wearing my Yeezys while I did it. Like, you know, I have it in a Supreme laminate. Like.
Yeah, we'd be doomed.
Yeah, that's insane.
Who added these ideas for later?
Oh no, I don't know.
You added that.
What is it?
We do it later, though.
Things you guys are going to do later? Yeah. Freaky shit?
No. Just, no. We're not doing anything later. We're doing things lately.
Ooh.
Well, it's lately right now.
Yeah.
We all out of shit.
Do we have any mean comments to read or interactions or no? Okay, not this week. We'll see them later.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to dig into the chat at a later day. Mm-hmm. That is kind of a weird thing on these podcasts that we don't like to have the chat up because it's too distracting.
Yeah.
Because I've seen way too many podcasts go from like a real conversation to everybody being like, just staring at the chat, be like, commentary really about myself. Cool. Yeah.
We didn't do the intro, the proper intro for the
about us.
About us.
60 minutes into it, yeah.
Oh, just introduce. That's a good idea. Or maybe, I don't know. Is it make sense this late in, or maybe we should do it the next one? Like, you know, it's kind of like a girl's spreading out her like OnlyFans content.
Yeah.
On episode 5, you'll get to find out where Vic lives.
Yeah, exactly. You get to find out what we really do. Why the fuck we're really here? Well, that's it for this week. Mad Lately. I'm Rosecrans Vic. Gina Views. Gabe C. Mm-hmm. Adam 22.
Shout out to the gang. House Phone's gonna pull up soon, they said, right? Or like a future episode.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You guys got any other guests planned?
Hopefully Blueface. Yeah. We need more insights. I'm still fascinated by this fucking house. Like
that, no, I'm trying to pull up there for sure. You wanna know something crazy for the fans out there? Tomorrow or no, Wednesday? Sada Baby's doing AD's podcast with him.
Oh, that's hard.
So that's gonna be
Oh yeah.
As a person who watched them hang out for like an hour and a half this morning, that's entertaining. So, yeah,
definitely. See y'all next week.
Appreciate y'all.
Don't
at Rosecrans Vic. Hey, send hate mail that my way.
Good morning, Gabe.
Please. Good morning, Gabe. Rosecrans Vic. Do not send me nothing else unless y'all financing my ass.